AstraZeneca. I'm not going back and changing it. I was reading along, and everything was just, it was just perfect. It was a perfect, beautiful display, and so I accidentally said AstraZeneca, and had to save it at the end. I'm not changing it. George is all in a hissy fit over there. He's just can't believe that you said it wrong. Hey, now listen, I pronounce words correctly. The book in near the middle of the Bible is called Isaiah. And that one king is called Josiah. So I know how to pronounce names, and now it is AstraZeneca. Yours truly said, you know what? Remember the days of Clarence Thomas's hearings, and it wasn't sexual harassment, it was sexual harassment. Remember? All right. Okay. To those of you listening who are not just, you're all awesome. If you're listening, you're awesome. But to those of you who are ultra awesome because you skateboard, to both of you, I'm going to say happy International Skateboarding Day. I've got my skateboard right here. It's my little, I don't know how to really, I can't even ollie with this little toy skateboard, but I bought it at, yeah, I bought it with the farm at a skate competition here. So I sit and look at it. It inspires me. I'm supposed to learn how to actually, you actually finger skateboard and like jump and ollie and stuff on it. No, I called my buddy, my YouTuber skateboarder buddy, and I'm like, hey, can you skateboard? And he sits here and does all these amazing tricks with the fingerboard. And I'm just like, you're just sick. You're just sick. And I got mad and didn't talk to him for the rest of the minute. Okay, so, you know, do I have a list of things to talk about? Oh, here, this just fell off my desk. That's great. Okay, all right, that'll be splendid. I got nails. This is, but we'll have to get into this. We'll have to talk about that in tomorrow's episode, or for all three of you that are awesome for watching on Twitch, you'll just be able to hear it in about 20 minutes. I'm winging it. I'm I don't know what I'm going to talk about. See, that's part of the thing. I start these and they're real. No, what's going on? You want the latest juiciest juice with the software thing? Okay. Thank you. Pardon my French. The juicy stuff with the soft. This is fun. Oh, you're going to love this. I'm sorry. I was just overdriving my microphone. It went all red for a second. You're going to love this. The company that I'm working with for servers, they've had a software glitch. And when I go in and in so many words, if you're a tech geek, snapshots are inaccessible via SSH. Okay, now in normal human terms, that means when I go in and save my work, I make a prototype. And then I go back later to use that prototype. I can't use it. I can go make stuff and I can go make prototypes by hand. But when I take my prototype and I go to automatically use that prototype to do stuff for everyone else, it doesn't work. It's a glitch. I mean, you know, production and machines and computer programs, this is normal. Everything has glitches. Right now there's a glitch in the weather. It's International Skate Day, but it's raining. Oh boy, we had fun over here. Well, it's skate day, but it's raining. And last night I was praying for no rain. But as I was praying and listening, what I heard was that people have to be grateful. That if there's no rain, people have to be glad that there's no rain. They can't take it for granted. They have to be grateful and thankful. And so that's the thing. So it's Well, I mean, why would God answer your prayers if they're if he answers them and you're not happy about it? You know, I mean, is a video of the 16-year-old kid gets out of his dad's pickup truck and sees over there for his birthday, he's got this enormous, expensive new pickup truck. And the kid just starts jumping around screaming. He's so happy. That's how you should be when your prayers get answered. And if you're not like that, God's not going to answer your prayers. Think about that. We got prayers are answered so that we can be happy. We're going to be, you know, sourpuss about, you know, not having, you know, stuff we want, and why we don't need the stuff, you know? So I don't know. Well, I mean, there's truth in anyhow. So I'm having glitches with the software company, and so development's kind of on hold for a minute. So I've been thinking instead of focusing under the hood and working on the engine, it's pretty much done. I think I should start focusing on the bodywork. I think I'm gonna focus on the bodywork. I'm getting idea. I'm trying to figure out how to deal with the rain here because, you know, these skaters in Taiwan, they want rain, or they want to skate. They want the rain to go away. So I'm partially distracted. I'm saying, what do we? No, I'm not joking. Last night I was talking to the local skate shop bosses, and he's like, what are you doing? Because I was on the floor. And I'm thinking it's on one of my Instagram stories. You got to go watch it quick. It's a JCUSATW. Okay, no. I mean, I'm like I'm. He knew I was praying for the weather and wanted me to say I was praying. I think he was disappointed. In his Instagrams. No, I'm sitting there praying. And he's like, "What are you doing, Jesse?" And I'm like, I'm thinking. And he goes, "Oh," like he really wanted me to say I was praying in his video. Now, I'm telling you, prayer is powerful. And you know, I think I've figured out why YouTube is picking winners and losers. I think I've figured it out. And I'm going to talk about it tomorrow in the podcast. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ahead. What else went on this week? I literally spent an entire coding day doing nothing but trying to make those, figure out why my work wasn't working and then communicating with, well, you know, here's the thing. As I'm communicating with the company, I'm not angry at them. Why would I want to make enemies? You know, someone has trouble, go be patient with them. They'll deal with their trouble. Everyone has trouble to deal with it. When they're done dealing with their trouble, if I was patient with them, then they're going to like me. So, you know, one of the most selfish things you can do is be nice to people. That's the thing that doesn't make sense. We get selfish. We get angry at people that are having trouble. Why would you do that? The most selfish thing you could do is be nice to people that are having trouble, because then they'll like you. It's more manipulative that way. So see, this is the thing. Selfishness isn't really selfishness. It's just stupidity. You know, you're not even thinking of yourself. If you're thinking of yourself, you'll be nice to people that are going through something, for crying out loud. But if you can't see that, then it really isn't about helping yourself or looking out for yourself. It's just about being a little brat that's got to effing grow up. For crying out loud. Why? I mean, I love these guys. So I don't know. I mean, something's going to happen. I'll tell you, I'll have a great relationship with these guys. The whole company probably knows who I am. I mean, he's that one guy that uses Arch. Who uses Arch? Nobody uses Arch. We just have it. I mean, we'll keep it. But, I mean, no one uses Arch. It's cool. It's awesome. But no one knows that. He's one of the only weird ones who thinks it cool is cool. Why is he the only one that drives a Ferrari? Nobody drives Ferraris. Why does he drive a Ferrari? Why does he use Arch? Is that weird guy? And he's so nice. He's so patient with us. He does stuff for us, does research for us, doesn't charge us money. Just so nice. Who is that weird guy? Oh, it's out that guy again. Oh, that weird guy that drives a Ferrari. No one drives those. Why would you drive that? Something no one drives. You know why? Yep, that's me. They probably know me. Love you. See you tomorrow.